So sometimes people say, well, I don't really get this Mary stuff. Like, why do you talk about Mary so much?
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Saturday of the third week of Advent.
Thank you for showing up. It is a joy for us to be able to serve you this way. And it's really unbelievable for me to think that people actually tune in and watch us, Janelle.
Yeah, me too.
Because we just are pilgrims on a journey, just like yourself. And in these videos, you see our personal journey. That's what we're doing. We're just sharing with you. We're not an apologetics Catholic YouTube channel. We're not a theology channel. We're not a philosophy channel. What we are talking about is really the science of sanctity, how to live the Catholic spiritual life. And that's what I want. I want to learn how to become a saint. And so you get our journey here. And so thank you for being here with us. Special thank you to our Patreon team who give to us on a monthly basis. Without you guys, we can't do this. I can't emphasize that enough. It's not possible. This is not a side thing. This is a full-time thing. More than full-time hours when we're doing this series. There's the scripts, and then there's the lighting, and then there's the editing and putting it out on YouTube, and then there's the private Facebook groups, the mailing list, and all that stuff that goes into bringing this message to you. Thank you to our Patreon team, because you help us do this. You're part of this ministry. And if there's anyone else who wants to partner with us, we'd be very grateful, because we can't do this without the financial support of our Patreon team. So I'll put a link at the bottom of this video in the description, also at the end for your consideration. Today, we continue on with reflecting upon St. Alphonsus Liguori's Advent sermons. Mm-hmm. And
well, I've noticed this. Every Saturday, he always starts with talking about Our Lady.
That's a good observation.
Yeah, well, you know, it's because, for one, he is a lover of Our Lady. He loves her, and he wants to honor her. And again, on a Saturday, that's the day that is traditionally known as Our Lady's Day. In short, the Blessed Virgin is so great and so sublime that the more she is praised, the more there remains to praise. So I just thought that was so interesting. You know, you just can't ever get to the end of it. You just want to keep praising her because she's just so wonderful. And I've noticed that even on our journey, like as we've grown in love and devotion to Our Lady, I feel like it really started when we first did our first Marian consecration. I mean, my whole life I've grown up, you know, praying the rosary and knowing about Our Lady of Fatima and Our Lady of Lourdes and different, you know, Marian apparitions. But it was once I consecrated my life to her, asking her to lead me to her son, I really felt like everything changed. And I love learning about her and loving about, you know, her characteristics. And reading through St. Alphonsus's, you know, information, he often quotes different saints who have had different experiences with Our Lady. Worldly lovers often speak of those whom they love and praise them in order that the object of their affections may be praised and extolled by others. So I think that's true. We often like to like sing the praises of the people that we love. Mm-hmm. And I think what he's trying to say, and he does say it in a little bit here, is that if we love Our Lady, we should not waste any opportunity to sing her praises to other people. They desire to praise her on all occasions and to see her loved by the whole world, and never lose an opportunity, either in public or in private, of enkindling in the hearts of others those blessed flames of love with which they themselves burn towards their beloved Queen. St. Bonaventure says that those who make a point of announcing to others the glories of Mary are certain of heaven. And this opinion is confirmed by Richard of St. Lawrence, who declares that to honor this Queen of Angels is to gain eternal life. You know, I remember when we first started our journey of learning about Our Lady, like some of the language is quite strong. Like I think it was it Saint Maximilian Kolbe who said like to let yourself to be possessed by Our Lady? Did he say use those
words?
I
don't remember, but it's true that some of the language that the saints use seems to be only appropriate when referring to God. But when properly understood, we're like, oh, okay, it is fitting that we talk about Mary in such devoted language.
Right, that's right. Because we know that whenever we give ourselves to Our Lady, she will only in turn bring us to her son. That is her whole purpose, is to lead people to Christ.
Mm-hmm. And that's the perfect disciple, pointing people to Jesus. So sometimes people say, well, I don't really get this Mary stuff. Like, why do you talk about Mary so much? I have to say that at one point in my spiritual journey, that was a little bit where I was at. I would always say Mary was there, always in the background. But there was a shift, and I would say that shift happened, you know, when we started studying about Mary in that first consecration. but also when we started studying St. Alphonsus Liguori's writings. The more that you study about something, the more you appreciate it. So the more you learn about Our Lady, the more your devotion is going to also grow. Not only do we have to have some knowledge about her, but then we also have to ask her intercession. And then when we do those things, our appreciation and devotion will increase. So here's a thought I'm hoping that will encourage you in your devotion to Our Lady.
St. Peter Damian teaches the Divine Mother, Most Holy Mary, loves all men with such an affection that after God there is not, nor can there be, anyone who surpasses or equals her in her love.
I want you to think about all the people that love you in your life. And I'm sure if I asked you to make a list of, you know, the people who you feel have loved you the most, you could do that. And probably on that list would be your parents. My list, my parents. Relatives, my wife, my children. So I would place friends, you know, people on that list. And I think back to certain memories and the great acts of love that people have shown to me have changed me. Love has changed me. And God has used others to pour His love into my heart, which has shaped me. Now think about all those experiences of love that you've had from other people. If you summed them up, totaled them all together, that amount of love is still less than the amount of love that Mary has for you. She is the perfect lover. She loves you more than anyone else who has walked upon this earth other than Jesus. So if that's not our experience of Our Lady, it's probably because we are withholding ourselves from her. And is it right to give ourselves to Our Lady, our Holy Mother? Yes. But she does not possess us as though we belong to her. She, in turn, as Janelle says, just gives us right over to Jesus. As Jesus came into the world through Mary, it honors Jesus when we go back to him through the same way that he came to us, which is through his mother.
Consider the painful life that Jesus led in the womb of his mother, and the long, close, and dark imprisonment that he suffered there for 9 months. Other infants are, indeed, in the same state, but they do not feel the miseries of it because they do not know them. But Jesus knew them well, because from the first moment of his life, he had the perfect use of his reason. He had his senses, but he could not use them, eyes, but he could not see. A tongue, but he could not speak. Hands, but he could not stretch them out. Feet, but he could not walk. So that for 9 months he had to remain in the womb of Mary like a dead man shut up in the tomb.
I have to say these words really struck me. They caught my attention because I never considered Jesus being in the womb of Mary and that it could have been considered suffering. Now, St. Alphonsus is teaching that Jesus was aware from the very first moment of his existence in the womb of Mary that he couldn't see, although he had eyes. Think about that. The one who sees everything was limited in senses in the human way speaking because his eyes weren't developed. The one who was present everywhere couldn't walk anywhere. The Word of God couldn't utter a syllable. The one who is present everywhere and knows completely this entire universe had his human senses shut up in the womb of Mary. Now, when we consider the womb of where a baby is, we consider that a really safe and wonderful place, humanly speaking. But to God, it's a little different. In one way, it's an imprisonment. Because it highlights his humility. It highlights his humility. Why would God do such a thing to himself? Because he loves us. He united himself to Mary. He became one of us in hopes that we unite ourselves to him and share in his divinity. So friends, thank you so much for watching. Please share with us what stood out to you and why in the comments below. If you'd like to become a Patreon supporter, we'd really appreciate that. There's a link at the end of this video for that opportunity. And please pray the rosary along with us. It's right up there. And we'll see you tomorrow.
If you'd like all our future videos emailed to you upon release, head over to kenandjanelle.com and sign up. And also, please consider joining our Patreon team.
By supporting us monthly, you help us continue our ministry in proclaiming the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Every pledge does make a difference, so thank you for your consideration.